You'll camp, you'll go by the word of God. Why does it have to tell us that so many times in this week's parsha? As we go over and over and over and over again, as the Jews travel and how they travel and what the directions and instructions from God are, what we find out each time is they're told it's based on whatever God says. Of course, it's based on whatever God says. We know that. Why repeat it so many times? I want to share with you a beautiful idea I heard close to over 20 years ago, the very end of my first year learning in Israel, by Rabbi Yonah Fold. Rabbi Yonah Fold is the father of Ari Fold, Hashem Yikom Damam, who was killed almost 2 years ago in Efrat, right outside of Efrat. He says that when you're talking about traveling, imagine, if you will, that you're traveling and you plan a trip, and you get to the first hotel, and you're not sure how long are we going to be in the first hotel. So your first night in the hotel, you say, all right, we're going to be here for a while. You pack up, unpack your bags, put everything in the drawers, and you get yourself settled in. We're going to be here for a while. But the next morning, all of a sudden, you're told, no, we're leaving. Let's go. Quickly pack your bags. When you get to the second hotel, you're sitting there and saying to yourself, should I? Should I not unpack? Well, what happens if you stay there for a day and you don't leave? Well, now you say to yourself, okay, maybe I should. But do I really want to settle in? Because perhaps we're leaving. And you go back and forth. There's this inner turmoil. When am I leaving? When am I staying? I don't know. Don't know. So you get frustrated. But you know when you don't get frustrated? You don't get frustrated when you know this is all the hand of God. God has a plan. I don't know what it is, but God has a plan. And if I recognize that God has a plan, then what am I going to do? I'm going to accept it. Because I'm accepting that this is beyond me. A friend of mine recently said to me, he goes, you know, I had a really, really rough time with a couple different things in my life over the last few years. And in my challenges, I realized that I had a lot of unresolved issues in my life. And I had to kind of come to peace with them. And he goes, I'm not an alcoholic, I don't drink. He goes, but I went to AA meetings. And at the AA meetings, I became part of the 12 steps of recovery. And one of the things is a prayer that you say is that I accept that this is out of my control. This is bigger than I am. Isn't that, after all, what the Jewish people were experiencing in the desert? It was the trials, the tribulations, the craziness of all the travel, the uncertainty. And how does it end? It ends that the Jews are okay with it. Why? Because I accept that this is beyond my control. I think that is so critical. So much of where we struggle in life is because I believe that I'm in control. And I don't understand why I'm not in control. I camp, I travel on by God's word. Why? Because I accept that I don't have the control. And when I accept that, I'm in a much, much better place. That is the message of the Jew travels through the desert.